History Day is an exciting learning experience for students in grades 6 through 12. Through Maryland History Day, nearly 19,000 Maryland students learn about ideas, people, and events in history and apply what they've learned through creative and original projects. Students who participate not only learn to think critically, but also to hone their research, reading, and communication skills. According to National History Day, more than 5 million student competitors have gone on to careers in business, law, medicine, and many other disciplines. Nathan Rear, who received the Outstanding State Entry Award for Maryland at the 2009 National History Day competition, tells us how participating in History Day changed the trajectory of his life forever, from guiding his choice of where to go to college to inspiring him to join the Peace Corps.
When I began my senior year of high school at the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, I wasn't exactly thrilled to participate in the National History Day competition for the second year in a row. The previous year, my project hadn't done so well, and the prospect of a second try seemed daunting. But that year's topic challenged students to delve into the life of a particular individual in history and examine his or her actions and the legacies that he or she left behind. I was first interested in researching Sergeant Shriver because of his leading role in starting the Peace Corps, but as I learned more about his life and political career, I was completely inspired. National History Day allows students to complete projects in a variety of media, from dramatic performances to research papers to documentaries. I developed some of the technical skills to make a documentary by competing in the previous year, but this time around, I was determined to do a better job, both technically and in my historical investigation. The in-depth research I was doing on Shriver's accomplishments was fascinating. I read, watched, or listened to every source about Shriver I could find, including a personal interview I conducted with his biographer, Scott Stossel. In a History Day project, students work individually or as a group to come up with an historical argument and support it using primary and secondary sources. Students develop critical thinking, research, and technical skills, among others. These are skills that helped me in all of my classes in high school and with many of my projects in college. For me, History Day also helped determine a few of my next steps in life. In completing my research, I interviewed Dr. Joby Taylor, a staff member at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, who runs a program for returned Peace Corps volunteers pursuing graduate degrees. I learned more about UMBC's academic and social atmosphere, and I decided to start college there the following fall. Shriver's idealism is also what inspired me to join the Peace Corps, a decision that directed my studies and extracurricular activities in college, and a dream that will be realized when I leave for a volunteer post in Senegal next month. History Day challenged my classmates and me in ways quite different from traditional coursework. By combining a stimulating research project with a rigorous competition, it motivated us to learn and discover every day. It taught us that research doesn't have to happen in a lab, and that understanding today's programs and policies means researching the individuals whose actions made them a reality. History Day led me to discover one of my personal heroes and change the trajectory of my life forever.
The National History Day competition will take place June 15th through 19th at the University of Maryland College Park. Afterwards, find out how Maryland students fared on our website at mdhc.org. Our thanks go out to the hundreds of volunteer judges who helped to make History Day happen. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as poetry and documentary film, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.